Hi everyone, it's Joey Remini from seekingbalance.com.au. And today I want to invite you on a journey into your body to be with the reality of war that is impacting us collectively. Some of you may be listening in from war-affected regions. And some of you may be listening in from countries living in a level of political safety. And I want us to all gather as human family to remember that we care about each other and to talk about how we digest the difficult feelings, the intense sadness, the tragedy. How do we collectively metabolize and move through the grief? And I believe it's our body that shows us the way. So while many of us may feel powerless, stuck, frustrated, disconnected, and unsure about what our role is in this day and age, what can I do about the conflicts and the political unrest and the violent wars? What can I do? I believe that the body shows us the way. So the first step is to feel and notice how are we feeling in relationship to the wars, to our human family, near and far. And that there is a process that the body is holding on to lots of tension patterns, desperately trying to make sense of our shared environment, our global community. And if we fight, flight, freeze, fawn, avoid, distract, ignore, the body keeps accumulating these layers of tension, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and that it's our job as humans to turn our gaze inwards, breathe into our body, be present with our body, to feel through the many layers of our inner world, and to allow things to make sense, to allow the stories that are not our stories to leave our body, to empty us, to clear space, so that we can be present and receptive to the direct experience of the world that we're living in. And from that place of emptiness and clarity, we're more likely to hear our calling and to know what our role is, to get a sense for how I contribute in my local community or global community. So if it feels comfortable for you, I invite you to close your eyes. I have a candle going. If you want to light a candle, you're welcome to do that. And I invite you to find a comfortable body position and to explore where you place your hands upon your body, choosing any body position that feels grounding and comforting and centering for you. And taking a moment to breathe into that place. And take your time to find your ground and comfort. There's no right or wrong way to be in your body. We'll start by bringing our awareness to the felt sense of touch, head to toe, feeling your own hands resting upon your own body. And noticing the breath moving in its own rhythm into your body and out of your body. Taking a moment to recognize that you're choosing to be inwards. to pause, to slow down, and to connect with your own sense of sacred belonging within yourself. Here and now. Notice that there are other people all over our global community joining you, looking inwards, sensing and feeling, and finding their own sense of comfort and ground in their body. That we're together and beside each other as we take these brave steps to willingly feel and meet the intensity and the tragedy of war and the reality that we're all collectively facing. So I invite you to bring your awareness to the inhalation and to allow the breath to offer you strength as you receive the oxygenation deep into your cellular body. Let the breath in, let the nourishment in. Notice that it's our ecological family, plants, trees, all flora and vegetation that are so beautifully providing that oxygen for us to breathe. And inviting that sense of interconnectedness into our body and into our meditation, our shared meditation today. Inhaling, receiving the oxygen, and feeling that enter your body, strengthening and grounding you deeper and deeper with each breath. And then in your own way, allowing yourself to be present with the realities of conflict, war, politics, intergenerational trauma, sadness, loss, hurt, death, grief, fighting, violence. Powerlessness for so many people, where choice is taken away. Keep breathing with the inhalation, receiving the oxygen, the strength and connection to our ecological family. And as you exhale, allowing yourself to really gently and safely feel what you feel, to let yourself release from the body any of the tensions and stories that don't belong to you, that your body is holding on to. As you think about war, and as we recognize that when one human being is hurting, we're all hurting, because we are family and we are all connected. And we are sharing this beautiful planet together. So breathing and noticing in your body what you're feeling as you connect to this bigger picture, bigger story, a story of which we are all a part. We are part of the whole. And we all have a role to play. So start by feeling it, feeling in your body any sensations, any emotions, any thoughts, beliefs, any of the stories that your body is holding as you meet the reality and the difficulty and the tragedy of war. And notice that there's nothing you need to do. There is no problem here for you to fix in your body. It's safe for you to feel what you feel. And as you exhale, really release and breathe out into the world some of those feelings that you have and sensations that you feel. Stay in your body as you exhale. And release any effort. This is an effortless process of being present and feeling. And actually, we don't need to release the sensations, the emotions, or the feelings, but there could be stories that your body is holding on to that are not your stories. And so take a moment to notice if there are any unhelpful stories that you associate with the war that your body is clinging to, undigested. As you inhale, breathe in the oxygen and the strength and the wider connection, the nourishment. And as you exhale, release whatever is inside of you that doesn't feel as though it belongs. This could be things like, I'm not enough. I feel powerless. I can't help anyone. I can't change anything. And keep breathing, feeling, releasing, digesting. Being present with everything that arises in your inner world as you stay present to your body, feeling your hands comfort you, feeling the ground. And as you feel yourself empty from those stories that don't belong to you, notice that you create space in your body to reclaim your stories of truth that do belong to you. Perhaps things like, I'm deeply sad about these wars. Nobody deserves this injustice. It's not okay to bring violence to innocent people. I'm hurting. I'm affected. I'm feeling the pain and the suffering of my fellow humans, my wider extended family. I wish peace for all beings. I'm horrified by the collective silence, ignorance, disconnection. I want to know my part. I want to know what I can do. I want to help. I want to be available to those who need support. Keep breathing, receiving the breath, exhaling and releasing. Staying with your body, staying with your breath, allowing any natural impulse for emotional release to gently unfold, that it's safe to feel in your body, it's safe to feel your feelings, and it's safe for you to stay with yourself, especially when the outer world is chaotic, unpredictable, or even violent. Remembering that it's our sacred place of belonging to come home and rest deeply within our inner world, within our body, present, metabolizing, digesting, excreting, feeling. You can stay with this process for as long as it feels nourishing for you, releasing the stories that don't serve you, that don't feel quite right for you in your body, and filling up on the stories that do feel truthful for you and make sense to you and help you feel a sense of belonging in your body and present in your body. And from this place of emptiness and clarity, continue breathing into your body, anchoring into your body, feeling, comforting, grounding, and be receptive to what you feel your role is today, here and now, wherever you find yourself in the world. If you're in a war-affected region, maybe connecting to yourself and reclaiming your sacred place of belonging is the major thing for you, to seek comfort and ground whenever you possibly can. To find that strength within yourself. For those of us around the world who are not currently in war-affected regions, as we digest this data, this experience, this human collective experience, as we excrete it from our body so that it's not holding a tension pattern undigested and pulling at our life force, disconnecting us, as we clear it, release it, and feel through it, notice if you feel a spaciousness and an openness within yourself. And what can we do to help? Can we speak up? Can we create safe places for collective conversations? Can we email our politicians about ceasefires? Can we be a warm, receptive heart and ear to comfort any family members of those suffering who are affected by war and conflict? Can we be a non-judgmental listener to people regardless of what side they are on, regardless of where their pain is coming from? Can we listen to all of our human relatives with a receptive, softened heart? Can we keep the conversation alive so that more and more humans can feel through the tragedy of war, so that we can collectively process, metabolize, and integrate the profound sadness, so that as a community we can move forward with better decisions, with more choices, with less undigested trauma affecting us all? Can we come back into the body to feel through, digest, to connect to our wider community, our ecological family, to be strengthened by our nature connection, to clear out the undigested life experience, to release those tension patterns from our body, to give us strength and vitality to play our role and actively participate in this world who so desperately needs us all to participate? So in a moment, we're going to come back together and open our eyes. But before we do that, I want you to take a moment to hold your heart, to take a moment to breathe in peace, love, and well-being for all of Earth's creatures. And to be present with everybody who is in direct relationship with war, in pain and suffering, to extend our arms and our hearts out to those people that we're with them. We care about you all. And we want to do what we can to bring peace. Give yourself as much time as you need to be with that process, to feel into it, to connect to yourself and to connect to the wider human global community, to feel ourselves holding each other's hands and touching each other's hearts. If you would like to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, move your body. If you want to open your eyes, you can do that. If you feel as though you need to walk it out, shake your body, trill your lips, do what you feel you need to do to bring yourself back into your walking life. May you feel nourished by this meditation. May you feel strengthened by this meditation. And as more and more of us participate in being present with our humanity, may the ripple effect become a tidal wave of peace. It's much love and a bye for now.